Ladies and gentlemen, this is your reporter, Walter Crankcase, at the Municipal Airport, where thousands are waiting the arrival of the Bedbugs, England's famous singing group, making their first appearance here in the United States. The plane is landing on the runway, and the control tower is now checking on the landing approach.
Control tower to Superjet 409, how is your landing attempt? Over.
Please we'll find my corner.
The plane has landed and the doors are opening. The crowds are screaming. We now switch it to our on-the-scene reporter, who will interview the Bedbugs as they step off the plane.
Welcome to America, Bedbugs. Was your trip enjoyable?
You really got me now.
Bingo Moon, how is all your success called to you?
I like it. I like it.
With all your fame and fortune, why do you continue to work so hard?
We like bread and butter.
We put you out of police headquarters.
Sir, tell me something. How do you feel about the crowds and the chaos going on outside? Meanwhile, downtown.
The Bedbugs have arrived at their hotel.
Singing.
Our reporter is now trying to reach the Bedbugs. John Lemon is trying to get out of the car.
Leader of the pack.
The manager of the Bedbugs is here. Sir, how do you feel about the success of your group?
Something tells me I'm into something good. Something tells me.
The crowds are screaming! Sir, as an innocent bystander, what is your reaction to all of this confusion? Young lady, how do you feel about the Bedbugs?
Let's get it out.
The show has ended.
Oh, no, 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 no.
The Bedbugs are leaving. Girls are crying. Boys are screaming. Parents are thankful.
I don't want to see you again.
It's been a long day's fight.
Who'd you like the best, Molly?
Well, I think John's the gay.
I think Paul's fine.
Well, Ringo's a bit of all right, though, isn't he?
Honest George!
Are they honest?
Yeah,
cookie! We love the Beatles. We love the Beatles. Yeah, 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 yeah!
It's Johnny, Paul, and gorgeous George and Ringo Starr. Everyone in Britain knows how fab they are. We read about them in the papers every day. Yes, we're crazy about the Beatles, and we're proud to say
we love the Beatles. We love the Beatles. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now Johnny is the leader and he knocks us out. The way he sings the melody on Twist and Shout.
Ah,
Paul and George
the things you say. So what you do when you're not near to us? We're blue. Oh, John, we love you. We love you, Beagle. Oh, yes, we do. We don't love anyone as much as you. Your singing makes us say to you. Oh, Beagles, we love you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We love you, Paul. Oh, yes, we do. We love the way you smile. You send us through when you're not dear to us. We're blue. Oh, Paul, we love you. We love you, George. Oh, yes, we do. You're always in our hearts, and we bless you when you're not dear to us. We're blue. Oh, George, we love you. We love you, Beagles. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Beatles, and we'll be true. When you're not dear to us, we're blue. Our Beatles, we love you.
Beat the drums, and boy, we had a ball. I had a dream, I was a Beatle. Can you imagine how that would feel? The only thing better than having that dream would be to be a Beatle for real. George and Paul, Ringo beat the drum, and boy, we had a ball. I had a dream, I was a Beatle. Can you imagine how that would feel? The only thing better than having that dream would be to be a Beatle for real.
Sing your song just for me. Yeah. Ringo, so nice to see you, old boy. Time for your shots? You seem to be nervous, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in that case, perhaps you'd prefer to come back and see me tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Oh, well, then you need something. What is it, old chap?
I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
That's not precisely the type of shot I had in mind. However, we could give you some medicine. What would you like?
A taste of honey.
You are a bit of a clown, Ringo. Well, then, as your doctor, I may give you your preference. Would you prefer that the needle be long or short?
It won't be long, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It won't be long, yeah.
Oh, Ringo, you're such a leg slapper. You look so peaked, though, today. What is your problem?
It's been a hard day's night.
Well, none of us is perfect. Is there anything you would like before we begin?
I want to hold your hand.
Well, I'm sorry. We'll have to get Miss Simpson for that. Come here, Ringo.
Don't come around. Leave me alone. Don't bother me.
John, Paul, George, help me hold this unruly boy.
You really got a hold on me.
That's quite true, we do. But you needn't be so obstreperous. What on earth is it?
I don't like you.
You don't like me? Ringo, my dear boy, why on earth are you mad at me?
I got every reason on earth to be mad.
Well, Ringo, you don't feel we've persecuted you, do you, old chap?
This could only happen to me.
So I turned to Ringo. And I said,
I'll get you in the end. Oh, yeah.
And he said to me,
oh, you can't do that.
Oh, but that silly boy didn't know. I had the needle right there, and I gave it to him, and he yelled, woo! And that was that.
Yes, I will stop. And yes, it was 50 years ago today. Not today, of course, but February 7th, actually. Who's counting? That they landed at Kennedy Airport. 2 days later, they're on Ed Sullivan, and the world would never be the same. So that's why we're here today. We come to honor the Beatles, not to bury them. I'm KBC, or as you can call me today, KBeatlesy. And this is the Bit Slap. And we have a bunch of Beatle tribute songs, mostly from the day. You know, topical things happen at the time. You know, you write a song now about how the Beatles were something wonderful. It's not the same, as you'll find out. But anyway, we started with Frankie Lehmann, one of those annoying break-in records. And I have a bunch of those. Be glad I didn't include them all today. That was A Long Day's Flight, followed by the Vernon's Girls, We Love the Beatles. The Carefrees, after that, We Love You, Beatles. I'm sure you've heard that one before. That was kind of a Murray the K theme song. Donna Lynn, after that, two from her. We had I Had a Dream, I Was a Beatle, followed by My Boyfriend, Got a Beatle Haircut. After that, the Angels, Jumping on the Bandwagon with Little Beatle Boy. Of course, you remember them from My Boyfriend's Back. Ringo, I Love You, Yeah, 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 was Bonnie Joe Mason, who would later grow up to become Cher. I thought, yeah, that did sound familiar, didn't it? That was Cher, one of her earliest recordings. Ralph Harris, the kangaroo tying down guy, Ringo for President from 1964. Ralph Harris was Australian, he couldn't vote. Three Blonde Mice after that, Ringo Bells. Ringo Did It was Veronica Lee and the Moniques, followed by the Bontons. What's wrong with Ringo? And then one of the worst things I've ever heard, Rex Miller, Ringo's Doctor. Yes. Hey, I suffered for my art, it's your turn now, okay? Anyway, we have a bunch of tribute type stuff here coming up, and for me, it all began Christmas night in 1963. I got a transistor radio. That was my big present of the year. And that thing followed me around for a couple of years. It was a Panasonic, by the way. And It was Please Please Me, I heard. And then a couple months later, you know, a little over a month later, bam, it happened. I think Beatlemania was pretty much a direct result of the national mourning for President Kennedy, who needed something to pull us out, and guess who came along? That's right. So anyway, we got more. I hope you tune in and stay tuned in, and I will be back to talk about them.
We have a really big show for you, because live on our stage, the Beetle Flying Saucer Landing. Now, stepping out of the flying saucer, here come the Beatles.
One, two, three, four!
Now, the president is here for this great event. One of the Beatles has something to say to the president.
I want to hold your hand!
Mr. President, have you a statement to make to the Beatles?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Well, tell me, Mr. Drummer Man, do you ever plan to get a haircut?
What kind of fool do you think I am?
Wait, the Russian delegate is now approaching.
See the funny little clown.
You know, I believe that Mr. Sous-Chef of Russia has something to say to the Beatles. Will you please translate that into English?
Can you mock it to the top?
Well, would one of the Beatles care to say something to the Russian delegate?
I want to hold your hand!
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Are you still using that greasy kid stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Sitting in the audience is the delegation from Cuba. Wait, I believe the Beatles have something to say to Fido Castro, the Cuban leader.
I want to hold your hand. There, I've said it again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles are returning to their flying saucer.
3, 2, 1, 5!
The saucer has blasted off, and the Beatles are...
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
My girlfriend loves the Beatles, likes everything they wear. The yeah, 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 yeahs, and that funny looking hair. My girlfriend loves the Beatles, man, she just can't get enough. She wants me to look like one, and she's making my life rough. My girlfriend digs the Beatles, she thinks they are so cool. Wants me to get my hair cut and look like a 5'4" fool. But no sir, I won't do it, just so much a guy can do. I like my hair slicked back, not like some silly fool. My girlfriend loves the Beatles, likes everything they wear. Yeah, 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 and that funny looking hair. My girlfriend loves the Beatles, man, she just can't get enough. She wants me to look like one, and she's making my life rough. Please don't cry, my honey pie, I wear a suit with no darn collar. Maybe buy a stupid Beatle wig, I'll even try to sing and holler. Practice on my old guitar, sing Beatles songs all night. Just stick with me, darling, everything will be alright. My girlfriend loves the Beatles, likes everything they wear. Yeah, 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 and that funny looking hair. My girlfriend loves the Beatles, man, she just can't get enough. She wants me to look like one, and she's making my life rough. My girlfriend
My girl fell in love with a singing group from England far away. She lost her mind, she lost her heart when they began to play. I wanna hold your hand. So my girl wrote a letter to the Beatles saying, you're so fine, you can have my love to keep, take this heart of mine. Beatles, I'd give you anything, all of my true love. But they wrote a letter back to her saying, that ain't enough, you gotta send us 25 cents for an autograph, $1 bill for a fan club card, and if you send it right away, you'll get a lock of hair from our St. Bernard. Oh, no, no, I wanna hold your hand. So she wrote another letter to the Beatles saying, you misunderstood, it's you I love, it's you I want to have and hold for good. Beatles, I'd give you anything, all of my true love. But they wrote a letter back to her saying, that ain't enough, you gotta send us 25 cents for an autographed picture, $1 bill for a fan club card, and if you send it right away, you'll get a lock of hair from our St. Bernard. Oh, no, no, Beatles got together, and now she's my girl no more. Because she wrote, dear Beatles, I love you very much, and furthermore, she sent them 25 cents for an autographed picture, $1 bill for a fan club card, and what she sent in right away, she got a lock of hair from her St. Bernard.
Looking chicks standing in the aisle. The cats went woo, chicks said ah, and the whole place went wild. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With our kind of money, he makes a lot of money.
The Beatle I wanna be, woo. The Beatle I wanna be, na 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 na, woo.
American? I don't think so. A little British bug from across the way talks like Southern USA. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With our kind of money, and he makes a lot of money.
The Beatle I wanna be, woo. The Beatle I wanna be, na 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 na, woo. Na 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 na, woo.
Said a long time ago, the British are coming, let everybody know. One lantern if the land and two if the sea. But what about radio and TV? The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With air kind of funny and he makes a lot of money.
The Beatle I wanna be, ooh. The Beatle I wanna be, na 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 na, ooh. Na 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 na, ooh.
Look at that hair. Ain't that funny? How come them cats are making so much money? The Beatle invaded from the British Isles, 'cause we couldn't see the whites of his eyes. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With hair kind of funny and he makes a lot of money.
The Beatle I wanna be, ooh. The Beatle I wanna be, na 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 na, ooh. Na 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 na, ooh.
Remember what happened when the Elvis came? One little wiggle and the whole world changed. So mamas and papas, lend me your ear. Lock up your daughter, 'cause the Beatle is here. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug.
bug. With our kind of money, and he makes a lot of money.
A beetle I wanna be. Ooh, a beetle I wanna be. Na 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 na. Ooh, na 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 na. Ooh,
where'd you get that haircut, man? Is that one in that pudding basin? Looks kind of like a bone put over your head.
Found him in the gutter with a gash in his head. Thought he was dead, but he is alive and stead. He is playing his drums, the country music band. Snuck up behind with a brick in his hand. Cut looked bad, so I combed down his hair. That night I created there Ringo.
Ringo.
The wound healed fast, I'm proud to say. Liked his hair combed down that way. Had to be cut just a little in front. He kept swinging, missing, falling through his drums. Liked it so well he found three other guys. Wore their hair all down in their eyes like Ringo. Together they created a brand new sound. Made girls faint and parents leave town. Tried not to like the music they played. Locked myself in my room for days. Hung Beatle pictures all over my wall. Stopped getting my hair cut. Let it grow long like Ringo's.
Ringo.
Symptoms is there. Knew I was hooked. Ran out and bought all their albums I could. Anybody ask, I denied it, of course. But I sang along until I was hoarse. It is no use, I can tell I'm sick. I'm a Beatle addict. I need to fix some Ringo.
Won't you please, please help me?
I guarded my secret the best I could. But tragedy struck like I knew it would. Word leaked out all over town. My leader, Chet Atkins, had finally found out. They took away my picks and hung up my guitar. Now I guess I'll never be a star like Ringo.
Ringo.
They say I can go home in a month or two. The cure's working fine, but my career's all through. Cut down to just two Beatle records a day and nearly stopped saying yay, yay, yay. But there's not much demand, should have known all along, for a cowboy singer with hair this long, like Ringo's.
Spray, make the Beatles go away. Ah, so, very nice. A Beatles who sing like lice. Sugar, rice, very nice. Ah, so, see them go to the ground like a falling snow. Ah, snow, ah, snow. Beatles be on air no more. I do hope Beatles don't get sore. Why Beatles records sell? Because they should go to, back to England. Oh well, Oswell, Osso, Osso. Japanese-style Beatles come. Then you'll see we have some fun. Records sell. Beatles, they should go to, back to England. Oh well, as well, as so, as so.
Hello, lads. Why don't we do a Buddy Holly number?
You know my name. Look up the number.
Number nine, number nine.
What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
I've just seen a face and it's Ringo.
Well, my name is Ringo and that ain't lingo, cause I'm the greatest star. Well, I ain't no bummer, I'm a hummer of a drummer and I've gone pretty far. I've got a yellow sub and a caveman's club to beat on all my skins. I even got me a magic Christian to pardon all my sins. I got a bird named Bach who loves to rock. She's a woman who understands that if she ever left me, I'd have to get me a lonely hearts club band. Now I'd like to introduce you all to a lad who's on the ball. Now he plays bass with a lot of taste and he goes by the name of Paul. Take it away, Polly. Says your grandfather then. It's very clean.
Ringo, we'll call you.
I'll be upgrading them.
Well, my name is Paul and I do it all. I write and sing and play. But for all me money, it might be funnier so long from yesterday. Now, I might have a smile that's longer than a mile, but don't think it's all been fun. I've been arrested for drugs, mobbed and mugged, and had a band that's on the run, you see. I've been thrown in jail, gotten hate mail, even told that I was dead. Had herds of birds threaten me life. Just cause I wanted to wed, you see. Now I'd like to introduce you to a man who found the Lord. He plays the mean sitar, rhythm guitar, and he goes by the name of George. George, hey, we'll let you sing one now.
I'll sing if you want me to sing, and I won't sing if you don't want me to sing. Well, I just might be the baby of the bunch, but I'm also the most hip. From the Maharishi to Hare Krishna, I started every trip.
What's he talking
Hari,
about?
Hari, oh bloody, oh blada. Yeah, yeah, let it be, let it be. La, 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 la. Hey Jude, love is all you need. My sweet, he's so fine. I did it all, they just never give me any credits.
Alright lad, your time's up.
Ooh, now let me introduce you to the chap who takes no crap. His name is John and he's going on because he still likes to rap. Hey John, no bebop or lulas, alright, we gotta do the real thing this time.
Fair enough.
Okay, you ready?
Aye.
Alright, here's Johnny.
Well, my name is John and I'm always on and I'm speaking with my voice. I write rock and pop and my head's a mop, I've got a psychedelic Rolls Royce for sale. Now they called me local when I married Yoko, but she's a gal who's on the beam. She buys a sack of potatoes, throws out the potatoes and hides inside and screams. You're an eggplant, the sister's an aunt, I want to jump up your nose. I love New York City, my Aunt Mimi, and worth the rhyme with orange. What a load of rubbish. I can't believe this. Who wrote this thing?
Don't you remember we did, John?
You know, we used to be fab and gear and stuff like that. What's going on? We reformed for this.
I remember when we used to make good records.
Good, 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 you too. Good, 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 you too. And to you, and to you, and to me, and everyone here, all together now.
All right, I did the record, but I don't want to play live. Has anybody seen the old brown shoes?
Oh, they've put me in the movies, haven't they?
Anybody want to buy some Lidos? Signed.
Scrambled eggs.
The walrus too. The walrus calls me Eggman. I don't know why. He has a strange dream about flaming pie. I'm eating at the grapes with fish and chips today. Maybe a pint or two and the cabin to play. Our fans are lining up on Matthew Street. They've come to hear our fab 4 feet. I am the walrus, I'm the walrus every day. And this is my friend, the Eggman, we're here to play. Hello, all our friends, thanks for coming to our show. Are you ready to party? Face. He's busy chasing girls.
mind for me, I said. I sat right down, poured water in my head. Is the walrus feeling hot tonight, my friend? Yeah, amen. I'll be jamming till the end. I've got my rig, oh, and she's ready to go. One more pint, then off to the show. I am the walrus, I'm the walrus every day. This is my friend, the Eggman, we're here to play. Hello, friends, thanks for coming to the show. Are you ready to party? Hot sweat drips from brick walls. Suits are gone, they're standing in the hall. Eggman looks at Walrus with a smiling glance. The Walrus cranks it up, his fans start to dance. The cavern club is really rocking tonight. The girls are pretty and the sounds are just right. Walrus and Eggman doing what they do best. Proving their band is better than the rest. I am the walrus, I'm the walrus every day. This is my friend, Eggman, we're here to play. Hello, my friends. Are you ready to party and rock and roll? Rock and roll!
Welcome, yes, all over there. Those with flowing, shortly growing hair. Pull up your head, sit right here. The walrus will tell you if you dare. About a teddy boy with six more hands, a vision from another time of land. Flowing lyrical music called a band, shining garden called Walrus Land. Lucy had her sparkling diamonds, had some pretty striped horses too. Walrus had some juicy oysters, while others thought him a fat fool. A flaming pie flew into a witty dream, a vision of yesterday's tomorrow, we know. Little boys stand on a wooden crate, visions caressing the future walrus show. Troopers of a flowing army of flowers, little people floating in walrus blue. Tim, no me, we laugh and see. I always knew the walrus was me. Though it didn't matter what time it beat, the world was made for just one hill. Little peasants in a guarded land of plenty, the walrus got fat. Peasants got fat. Say what you say, you think I must jest. Sit beside me, my flock of foolish sheep. Or those fat, lazy thoughts much closer. Laugh while wiping tears I weep. Closer, little piggies, but don't get too near. I'll blow sweet lies to your burning ears. I repeat to those below under my feet. I'm the walrus now and forever in years. Lucy had a sparkling diamonds and some pretty striped horses too. The walrus had some juicy oysters.
I swear I saw
music just takes my soul.
I swear I saw the Beatles in my dreams last night. The girls were screaming and the boys were scheming. There was no end in sight. The old folks covered their ears while their daughters were covered in tears. Gets old when that feeling takes hold. I lose all control. That music just takes my soul.
On-the-scene reporter investigating rumors that the Beatles will be getting back together again in the near future. With me now is Alan Klein, controversial figure surrounding the Liverpool Four and their former manager. Mr. Klein, the four Beatles have been seen together at various times in the past few months in the United States. Do you think they will get back together again as a group?
I feel that ice is slowly melting.
If they do get together again, will you be their manager?
I don't know.
Mr. Klein, what is your advice for the Beatles?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
With me now is John Ono Lennon. John, how did you meet Yoko?
She came in through the bathroom window.
Where is she now?
She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
John, why did Yoko leave you?
She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah.
Alan Klein, do you have any marital advice for John Lennon?
Hey, you've got to hide.
John Lennon, what do you have to say about that?
Everybody's got something to hide, except for me and my mom.
John, who are you currently going out with?
Oh, boy, yeah, boy.
Mr. Klein, what do you think of John's girlfriends? John, if you are deported from the United States, where will you go? Why?
I need a place to hide away.
With me now is George Harrison. George, what have you been doing since the breakup of the Beatles?
Fixing a hole.
George, you've been in the U.S. for a long time. What did you say to the other guys when you saw them?
Hello, hello.
Now that you're getting back into meditation, how is your spiritual being?
You know I'll be here, all right.
George, what do you say to those who do not understand your meditation process?
Try to see it my way.
What are your plans for the future?
I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer.
Ringo, what do you think of George's meditation?
The little children laughing him behind his back.
Ringo, why is your voice hardly ever heard on Beatles recordings?
What would you think if I sang out a tune?
The other Beatles have each done several solo albums. Why have you done only one?
No, it don't come easy.
Why didn't you write many of the songs on that album yourself?
I don't have much to say.
Me now is Paul McCartney, who is said to be the most articulate and eloquent Beatle. Paul, will Linda be performing with the Beatles?
Beep, 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 yeah.
What do you other Beatles say to that?
No, 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 no.
Paul, what have you been doing since the Beatles broke up?
You know I was all day.
What is it exactly that you do? Paul, if the Beatles do get together, what will happen to Wings?
There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long.
John, what do you think of Wings?
Oh, I never heard them at all.
John, Gentlemen, the question that everybody wants to know. Will the Beatles get back together? Paul?
Don't you know that you can count me out?
George?
We gotta work it out.
Ringo?
You won't see me.
John?
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
If the Beatles do get back together again, you stand to make more money than any other musical artists in history. Gentlemen, would you do it for the money?
Yeah, yeah.
All together now. Okay, so we're paying tribute to you know who. I don't have to tell you that. You can hear for yourself. We started that set with another one of those annoying break-ins. The Beatle Flying Saucer from Ed Solomon. And like I said, I have a whole bunch of them. I think I have 10 of them. And I've only included 4 today, so you're welcome. After that, Dickie Goodman, the king of the break-in, but this was not one of his break-ins. This was called Frankenstein Meets the Beatles. Pop Hates the Beatles was Alan Sherman. Of course, Alan Sherman, big at that time also, got nudged off the charts by the Beatles. After that, a kind of modern group called Strawberry Walrus. I'm not exactly sure when that came out, but there's a whole kind of album by them of kind of Beatles-centric songs. Kind of tangentially about the Beatles or, you know, the day, etc. That was called My Girlfriend Loves the Beatles, followed by The Four Preps from 1964, A Letter to the Beatles. Sonny Curtis, a Nashville sideman and a minor star of his own right. That was A Beatle I Want to Be, followed by Don Bowman. Same story with him. Mostly a session man, but had a bunch of great albums out by himself. And that was the other Ringo. Inspired by Lauren Green. The Japanese Beatles after that, the Beatles song. Not sure where the hell that came from. And then the Quarrymen. Quarrymen spelled incorrectly, if you know how to spell Quarrymen, like the Beatles did. This was the Beatle rap, and of course that was probably from the 80s or the 90s, because of course they didn't have raps in the 60s or 70s, I don't think. And then two more from the Strawberry Walrus. We had the Walrus and the Eggman, followed by the Walrus Garden. And then a guy named Mark Platt, apparently something from this very year, 2014. That was I Dreamed I Saw the Beatles. The YouTube post said January 25th of 2014, so it looks like I got here just in time. And then we had another break-in whose author is unknown to me, and that was The Reunion. All right? So, the Beatles will not be getting back together again. I don't want to break it to you, but they're only down to 2 Beatles now. And up in heaven, there are 3 Beatles, because you got Murray the K up there. So we're outnumbered here. So, okay, I'll be back next week with love songs. Nothing but love songs for Valentine's Day. Yes. No cat songs this year, because I'm refilling the vat. 2 more Beatles songs coming up. Kind of the flip side of Beatlemania, if you will. And I will see you next week. I'm going to go watch the Super Bowl right now. Please don't tell me how it turned out. Okay, I don't want to know. I want to see it. Have a good day. And a good week. And a good year. And a good life.
As Paul McCartney left this world, as he'd taken his last breath, of John and George and Ringo told us of his death. Never made the paper, you didn't read it in the news, but it's right there for you to find in several hidden clues. From Sergeant Pepper to Abbey Road, they led us on a chase.
to look, it all falls into place. An argument, an accident, an unseen traffic light, a left-hand guitar on a fresh dug grave. With blood red rose, one death black makes four. Song lyrics are important, in fact they say it all. At the end of Strawberry Fields, John says I buried Paul. Four men on the front, Abbey Road, across a London street. The first in white, the next in black, the third no shoes on feet. A cigarette is dangling from the right hand of the dead. McCartney was left-handed, so everyone has said, these are just a few things that I have found. One point crystal clear, alive or dead, or just a hoax, the truth we'll never hear. John Lennon is a holy man, he'd like us to believe. He led us on from clue to clue, so fantastic to conceive. If you can find it in the scriptures, read it in King Lear, you may have a date in Pepper.
Everything was high, higher than it seemed to be to me. Standing by the sea, thinking I was free. Did I hear you call, or was I dreaming then, St. Paul? You knew it all along. Something had gone wrong. They couldn't hear your song of sadness in the air while they were crying out, beware. Your flowers and long hair, while you and Sergeant Pepper saw the writing on the wall.
You say you want to live your life to the future. Got news to pay today. You say it's a fool who plays it cool, sir. And if tomorrow comes, you know they'll all hear St. Paul say,
there, Paul, what's new? Did Judas really talk to you, or did you put us on? I think there's something wrong. It's taken you too long to change the world. Sir Isaac Newton said it had to fall. Had a different view. Hey there, Paul, what's new? Did Judas talk to you, or did you put the whole world on? I think there's something wrong.
Some Beatles songs we listened to closely. Clues would be heard.
No.